We are six lines down from the top on Nun Beis Omid Beis. We're going to discuss one more question, which is going to take us from here until the Mishnah. Boy minei Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul me Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi asked Rebbe the following question. Kalim sheshim shubhen bebeis chonyo mahu sheyishtam shubhen bebeis hamikdash. Vessels which were used and served in Beis Chonyo, which Rashi says chonyo was the son of Shimon HaTzadik, who ran to Egypt, and he built a bama there. The question was the altar that he built, that bama, was it for Avodas Kochavim or not? So we're going to assume, as the Gemara is going to say, that he built it for the sake of a Beis HaMikdash, not for the bama. So vessels which were used to serve the altar in Beis Chonyo in Egypt, can they take those same vessels and use them in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim? The Kami Boy Le'alibit the Mandamar, Beis Chonyo La Beis HaVodes Kochavim Hi. And like we mentioned a minute ago, that we're going under the assumption that Beis Chonyo was not a Beis HaVodes Kochavim. So can you or not? Gemara says, Ditnan, we learn in the Mishnah, Kohanim Sheshimshu Beis Chonyo Lo Yishamshu BeMikdash Shebi Yerushalayim Ve'enu Tzarech Lomer LaDavar Acher. The Mishnah says that Kohanim, which served in Beis Chonyo, were not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And clearly, if they served Avodah Zarah, they couldn't serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's talking about the Kohanim. But we want to know about the vessels. So the Gemara says, Kohanim hu dekan sinhu rabbanan mishum de b'nei de'aninu ava kelim lo odum loshna. Do we say that Kohanim were going to prohibit from serving in Yerushalayim because they have the knowledge to say, to decide whether we serve Beit Chonyo or not? But the vessels, they don't have the choice. The vessels were used in Beit Chonyo. So now they're going to, so that you shouldn't penalize the vessels for not knowing any better. They can't talk. They don't have feelings. They don't have a mind. They can't make a decision. Someone else is making it for them. So what's the halacha? Amar Lei, Rebbe said to him, Asurin hein, they are asur, you cannot use these vessels in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash. Umikra haya, biyadeno v'ushach, ushechachanuhu. I had a pasuk to prove it to me for support, but I forgot it. Eisve, so now Rabbi Yossi says, hold on a second, I have a question on your pshat. Kol lakelem asher izniach hamelech achaz, bimalchuso, bimalo, hechano v'ikdashnu. That all the vessels that King Achaz used to serve Avodah Zarah in Chizkiah's time, they were Hechano V'Hikdashnu. They prepared it and sanctified it. So what does that mean? My love, Hechanu Dat Belinu. Doesn't that mean that they prepared it by dipping them into the mikvah to make them permissible for use? Hikdashnu Daktashninu. That they've sanctified it and that you can now use it again. So what do you see? You have a proof here that you can take vessels which were used in an improper setting and use them now in a proper setting. So too, if they were used in Beis Chonyo, you would allow to use these kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Lei, Rebbe said back to him, Baruch Atah L'Shamayim, I thank you. Blessed are the heavens, Shehechazarta Le'avedasi. You returned my missing object. What do you mean? That pasuk was my source. You're using that pasuk to prove that it's prohibited, that it's permissible. I'm going to show you that it's prohibited. Hechanu means she ginznum hikdashnu shekdishnu acherim shekdashnu acherim tachteim. They prepared it means they hid it. They hid the kelim that were used from Beis Chonyo. They hid the vessels that were pure that from Achaz's time, and they sanctified others in its stead. And therefore, just like they hid them and you didn't use them, so too your vessels that were used from Beis Chonyo cannot be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Lema Messiah, perhaps this can be the following can be a support for Rebbe to be Machmir. Mizrachet Tzfonis Ba Ganzu Beis Chashmonayis Avneham Izbeach Sheshaksu Anshe Yavan. That the Hasmoneans hid the altar, the Mizbeach, the stones of the Mizbeach that were used by the Greeks. What do you mean they were used by the Greeks? Famer Rav Sheshes Sheshiksu Lavoros Kochavim. They were used as Avodah Zarah, and therefore they hid it. So what do you see? You have a proof here that if it was used for improper, if it's for improper use, then you cannot use it for the Beis HaMikdash. This might not be a perfect parallel to our case, because if it was Beis Chonyo was Lav Beis Avodah Kochavim Hi, then it's not as bad as using it for Avodah Zarah. But okay, anyhow, nevertheless, they said maybe that's a proof. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said that's not really a proof. Hasam kra ashkach v'darash. Over there, the reason why they were more machmir, why you cannot use that, those stones, excuse me, and the Hashmonaim had to hide the stones, that's based on a verse which says, Ubo ba pritzim v'chilaluha. The pritzim came and they were mechalel, the whole mikdash area. So based on that pasuk, that's different. They were mechalel, therefore they just had to get rid of the stones. They didn't use them anymore. But in our case, that's not necessarily a proof, a support to show that you can or can't use the kelim. But Rebbe again maintains that the kelim when used in Beis Chonyo, you cannot use in the Beis Hamikdash. Rebbe Yossi seems to be lenient. And that's the end of the question. Now the Gemara focuses on the story of the Chashmonaim and understanding why it is that they had to bury the stones of the Mizbeach. Amri, the Chashmonaim said, Hechi Navid, what can we do? What options do we have? Nisperinu, if you say, let's have an Avodas Kochavim come and break the stones and then mevatel it, and then we'll build it back up and put it back together, that's a problem. Avanim Shleimos Am Rachmana. The Torah says that the Mizbeach has to be a full slab of stone. It can't be broken and pieced together. Nansirinu, they said, well, maybe we should like chisel the edges, the rough edges, in order to use it. Well, that's not going to work too. Lo sanif alein barzel. You're not allowed to use any iron in the making of this stone cover for the Mizbeach. Va'amai, it's like when I say, hold on a second. Va'amai lisbrinu v'lishkilinhu l'nafshayu. Why don't we just you keep it for themselves? What do you mean? How can you keep it for yourself? So it was used for the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rashi explains that ubo ba pritzim mechilaluha, when the pritzim came and they destroyed the temple, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they were mechalalit, at that point, everything became chulin. Chilaluha means everything became chulin, and therefore they were acquired, they became hefker, and they were acquired by the Avodas Kochavim. And then it became Usur as Avodah Zarah at that time. So now, once it's Hefker, and now they were Mevatel, the stones, then why can't you have it use it for personal use? Milo Amar Rav Oshia, Bikshu Lignos Kol Kesev Ezav Sheva Olam Mishum Kaspa V'Dava Shal Yerushalayim. And there's a long proof to tell you why you should be able to use it for personal use. Because didn't Rav Oshia say this idea that the rabbis wanted to hide all the gold and silver in the whole world because they were concerned that there was gold and silver that the gold and silver that you would find all over the world maybe came from the Beis HaMikdash, which was spoils and therefore was Hekdash. And therefore every gold and silver might be a problem of Hekdash. V'havinaba, and the rabbis asked, hold on a second, Yerushalayim is not the majority of the world. Why are you concerned for all the gold and silver? You go by the Rove, and the Rove will tell you that it's not the majority. So that's not what they meant. Rather, Ella Amar Abaye, Bikshu Lignos Dinra, Hadaryana, Turaina, Shaifa, Mipnei Tiva Shel Yerushalayim. They thought to hide all of the gold and silver coins from Hadrian's time and Turaina's time, all the old ones that were used, so you knew that they were minted a while ago and they were used during over time, presumably by idolaters, because of those coins at the time came into print shortly after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So there was a concern that these were all hektish, so you couldn't use it. That's what they wanted to do. They thought about making that ban, Achamata Lamikra Mina Torah, Shumutter, until they found the pasuk in the Torah to say that it's not a problem. Uboba Pritim Michilu, that the Pritim came and they were Mechalit. They were Mechalel the coins, everything in the Beis HaMikdash, everything became Hefker, and therefore there's no Hektish anymore, no issues. So now the question is, if that's okay, then why not for the stones? Why do they have to hide the stones? If they don't have to hide the coins, why don't they have to hide the stones? So the Gemara says as follows, Hasam lo ishtamshu behulu gavoa. The one difference is the coins were never used in the service of the Beis HaMikdash. The stones of the Mizbeach were used in the service of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's one thing to be meikel and say, when it comes to the coins, we'll make it chulin, and therefore we're not going to make a ban on those minted gold and silver coins from Hadrian and Turaina. But the Avnei Mizbeach, which was used in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the service of the Beis HaMikdash, that we're not going to be makel about, and that's why the Chashmonaim had to hide the stones.